Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Monday marks the 116th running of the Boston Marathon, and everyone associated with the race is paying close attention to the weather forecast. And right now, it doesn't sound good. Temperatures are expected to soar into the low 80s. Chris Troyanos is the longtime medical coordinator for the marathon, and he joins us now on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Steve, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How concerned are you at this point? We're about 72 hours away from the start of the race about this forecast.
Well, I think, you know, in any situation with, you know, the marathon, when you have warmer than normal temperatures, we're concerned. I mean, not overly so. I mean, we're very well prepared for what we think will happen, but you know, as we've learned over the last week in talking to our meteorologist, it's difficult to nail down this forecast.
Cooler is better, though, huh?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, you know, traditionally this is a cold or a cooler weather race, but last 4 or 5 years, that's been changing.
Give us an idea of some of the nuts and bolts that you've got going here. How many doctors, how many medical volunteers, what will you be doing on Monday? Do you beef things up if you think it's going to be really hot?
We're able to handle a warm weather day on our average setup. And what I mean by our average setup, and this is a multi-layered team approach. So, you know, you start with over 1,300 medical volunteers that are coordinated through the BAA. And those medical volunteers are in Hopkinton at the start, along 26 aid stations on the course, and then a large contingent of people at the finish line area as well.
What will they be doing at these places?
Well, a lot will depend. I mean, obviously, early on in the morning, the people in the village, the medical staff, will be there just to support any last-minute needs, Band-Aids, Vaseline, any last-minute questions. I mean, it's very rare that things happen at the village. But, again, when you're putting, you know, 27,000 people together in one location at, you know, Hopkinton High School, you just never know, so you want to always be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Now, a few years back, I think in 2007, they actually stopped the Chicago Marathon because of the heat. Do you ever conceive that that would be happening here in Boston?
Not really. I mean, it's, you know, Chicago was able to attempt that, and again, I say attempted, because they're a loop course. Mm-hmm. Where Boston is point-to-point, the runners have to go to Boston regardless. So there was no way that we would really even attempt to try to, you know, shut it down, you know, midway through or a third of the way through.
Is there a difference between the elite runners and the rest of the pack?
I'd say they're a little faster, yes.
But I mean, medical-wise.
Well, I think, you know, they might be able to handle the heat, but, you know, the heat is one of those common denominators that can really affect everybody. I don't care if you're an elite or an amateur runner. You need to be very careful when, you know, we're in high heat or even moderate heat conditions. The condition is that we look for is hypothermia, which is a high core temperature in the body. So, you know, if a runner comes in that, you know, could be somewhere over the 103, 104 range, you know, with what we call some type of mental status situation, that's a concern. That needs to be dealt with immediately.
What's your advice for the runners if it is really hot, and can planning for that, if you're running, help avoid problems during the race?
The easiest thing, to be honest with you, and it's a very simple message, slow down. Do not attempt to go after, you know, a record, you know, a personal best or attack the course. Boston in itself, and we say this all the time, and it's very true, is probably one of the more difficult marathons in the world. And that has to do with the topographical up and down of the course, the weather. You know, there are a few things that will definitely get even the most seasoned runner. You couple that with heat, you know, you could have some issues. So, again, slowing down is an absolute must.
Well, good luck to you and your team on Monday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Chris Troyanos is the medical coordinator for the Boston Marathon. He's also director of sports medicine at LaSalle College in Newton. Chris, thanks and good luck.
Thank you, Steve.